First of all, I would like to thank you for the invitation. Firstly, I will try a brief presentation of the Lesbian Group of Athens, and in the last couple of minutes, I will refer namely some of LGBTQ organizations to get a slight idea of what is happening in Greece nowadays. The Lesbian Group of Athens was founded in Athens, Greece, in November 2000. Within 13 years since its foundation, it's certain that the lesbian group has been and continues to be a focal point of reference not only for its members but others too. Through our efforts and actions, we aim at shaping a culture in such a way that we can belong and express ourselves freely. We fight for self-respect, visibility, and acceptance. We strive to generate collective actions toward the elimination of socially and culturally held stereotypes, others and even ours. Our line of work consists of two main components, with the first centered around work being done during our weekly meetings, Tuesday evenings, and the second centered around efforts made to communicate our work to the general public. Our weekly meetings are open to anyone interested in lesbianism. We share our ideas on politics, family issues, love, homophobia, sex, relationships, traumas, gender identity, and a wide range of other topics. Communicating and sharing give our members the possibility to familiarize themselves with themselves, indulge in self-criticism, understand the importance of diversity and self-respect. In our attempt to ensure each member is given sufficient time to express herself, our members gather in a circle whereby each is given her turn to speak. This pattern of communication has been proven useful not only for the purposes of our meetings, but also in that it shaped the way in which we listen and talk to each other. Additionally, an important aspect of our meetings lies on our attempt to produce common accepted conclusions in order to ensure warrant collective activity. And this isn't always easy, since our group is characterized by great diversity. Our work with the general public involves the organization of unforgettable annual parties, our participation in the Anti-Racist Festival in Greece and the Athens Pride, organization of film nights with movies ranging from lesbian filmography to documentaries. We mostly screen movies we would never be able to watch in cinema. Finally, we have shifts every second Thursday on the House of Immigrants, a self-managed social space in the center of Athens. Sometimes our nights there are musically or politically themed. Also, once per year we publish a lesbian scene called Dalika, means a big track, Dalika. Apart from all our fixed events, we also have organized lunches, release books, participating in marches and public debates, and we have printed out and put up posters. Furthermore, due to the increasing interest of our members, we have created several subgroups in order to avoid monopolizing discussions during Tuesday's evenings. Such a group is the so-called How to Manage and Resolve Conflicts group, which meets once a month with the support of two psychologists. apart from that, there are also seasonal subgroups which set up and make their meetings only little time before the event or issue they plan to organize or publish. These are the screenings subgroup and the editorial team of Dalika. And these were as far as the lesbian group of Athens is concerned. Some other organizations are the lesbian group of Thessaloniki. Thessaloniki is the second bigger city in Greece. Olke, gay and lesbian organization, which is member of ILGA Europe. Colored Youth, our youth, lesbian and gay too. Rainbow Families, about lesbian parents and motherhood. Queer Trans, and last but not least, Transgender Association. There are absolutely no laws that protect trans people from any kind of discrimination. A very last interesting thing to mention is that 2 years ago, in Athens again, once again, was formed a platform consisting of LGBTQ organizations, including our group. This platform meets once a month and on one hand contributes to collaborations among organizations, and on the other hand fights for LGBTQ rights in any possible way. Other Ether Ensemble, c'est notable puissance. Thank you for your attention.
Έλενα Τουτουδάκη from the Lesbian Group of Athens. I want to read you a part of a text. It is for our anniversary of 12 years last year. That shows the change in Greek society and our problematic that was more liberation, and now it is a more serious situation that we have to come up. Yes? Okay. It is 2 minutes. We of the LGBT community sustain multiple levels of oppression. On the one hand, because of the attacks on our working rights, and on the other hand, because of the revocation of social tolerance as far as our very few hard-earned LGBT rights are concerned. This we must now reclaim, not anymore under the threat of just being shouted at or bullied, but also being kicked around and stabbed in the streets. The only approach that we see is the unity in our community, greater participation in our actions, solidarity among ourselves, establishing allies locally and internationally, more politicization of the organizations that handle institutional matters, informing society and reporting of all incidents that come to our knowledge. It is up to us to stop fascism because its memory is still vivid, even at this point in time. We want to be optimistic that our personal and collective everyday struggle, in conjunction with the support between us, will once again solve this society forward the same way the women's gender equality movement did for humanity. And I want the last 10 minutes to say that in our groups we have also 2 trans women, male to trans, we discuss these things. It's a problematic that also I came to see how I came here to check how it is in France. Okay, thank you.
From Zagreb, from Croatia. See, here is our logo. and it was like handmade in at the beginning of our group, and now it's like a heritage, and it's like it's the same now for the past 10 years. So we're similar founded in 1997, but formally registered in 2010. So I will tell you just short about our history. I mean, I don't want to bother you with all details, but just to tell you that our the beginning of LGBT movement in Croatia started with lesbian movement, and it started in like late 80s. So it was like the Lavender Initiative was the first lesbian initiative among the feminist group. It was a group together with different women dealing with violence, domestic violence. But there were some group of lesbians which found out that they need a separate place, that they have something in common, their identity, so they start together in this initiative. But in the 90s, at the beginning of the war, and we had like a national government, and there was a huge Catholic fundamentalism, there was like a backlash of all this lesbian movement, and we have to wait for a few years when we had another lesbian initiatives, and it was against their lesbian initiatives were founded within peace movement and feminist movement, because this was the movement which opened people who were like different in all kind of ways, I mean, different nationality, different sexual orientation, different race or everything, so there were all people who were not like mainstream, were like this movement. So in the 90s we had like this lesbian initiative, and Litma, which was like together with lesbian and gay, but they were like really kind of strong lesbian issue. And in as I said, in 1978 we had like two lesbian groups. One was Contra, and it was first it was these women were occupied among support for lesbian. They were doing jobs, community work with lesbian. They were not so visible in mainstream public, but they were doing a lot of things with lesbian, and they had like online and counseling. And they had the Cross Press, which was like a cultural initiative, and they published two publications about lesbian culture. And in 2000 we had elections, and the right-wing government lost elections, so we had like really like plus LGBT organization and lesbian organization, and 3 years after there was a first Zagreb Pride, and from that on like we had a really started like it was a you can see the difference that from 2002 it was really, this issue was very visible in public. Because with the Zagreb Pride, we started with advocacy, lobbying things, and like being in public. Before that, it was mostly like doing with community and with. Okay. Yeah. And after that, we got like really to work in public. So this, you can see the Contra mission. I will not really talk, but you can see it's mainly doing with like empowerment, visibility, discrimination against lesbian and bisexual women, but also we're like doing lobbying and advocacy work, and it's for LGBT community, and in that field we cooperate with one LGBT organization. So today these are our programs that we have in Contra. So it's like some having like community work and advocacy involved, just for legal changes. So this is like I will show just some pictures and just to keep you wait. And this is like the for legal changes here, like doing work advocacy involved with changes in legislative, and we have like lots of actions and protests on the street, and which gives us really big visibility in Croatia. And we say that our group is, I think, is like most visible LGBT group in Croatia. So this was our action in front of one ministry. This was also a picture of our actions in front of a parliament and in front of government. These are like pictures. We often have press conferences, which is also, I think, these are things which really gives us visibility. And now what I think is really improvement from in the last 10 years that we are contacted by media and by institutions really like very often, and we are taken as a serious social actors. So if anything happening and if there is a discussion about LGBT issues, all mainstream media, local or national, will like call us or want our opinion, our statements, So I think this is like really some improvement which we can see, I can see in the last 10 years in Croatia. So this is like Women's Day March in Zagreb, which was done together with Women's Network of Croatia. This was like Split Pride this year. This is like for the third year we had Pride, not just in Zagreb, but in Split, which is down on coast. And, but the first one in 2011 was very violent, but this year was everything was peaceful. So this is also one of our projects. It's like Council of Center, and this is just for lesbian and bisexual women. And it's a program that have a counseling, individual therapy, support groups, workshops, and educations. You can see education for psychologists and social workers. Then we have a lesbian library, which is working works once a week, every Wednesday. Then we, every year, we organize a lesbian festival called Elfest. So these are two posters from those festivals. And in these festivals, we try to promote lesbian culture and to make safe space for lesbians, and also to gather lesbians who are involved in culture, and so like they can share and, their experience and tell us what they're doing, and also to invite different lesbian community to come to be just in safe space. So this, we have discussions about lesbian literature and lesbian films. We had a lesbian breakfast in one friendly cafe. We had like a lesbian market and reading the destiny. You see these lights. Also, we have of course concert where we promote lesbian bands and singers. And this festival is done like in cooperation with groups and initiatives in the ex-Yugoslav region. So we like share experience and invite. Different activists from Slovenia, Serbia, Bosnia, so because it's very near, so to see what we are doing. So this was also the concert. And we also, one of our program is like publishing books. This is a book promotion of one Slovenian author. So we try to translate lesbian authors, the books of lesbian authors. So until now we translate Adrian Rich, Monique Wittig, Susanna Trapnik, and now we are also translating one book about lesbian culture and lesbian space. This is our LGBT center, a new community center which we got from City of Zagreb last year. So this is also, I mean, it's LGBT center, but from time to time we're trying to also organize events just for lesbian and bisexual women. So this is like we have poetry evenings or gatherings or dance nights or something. Like it's just at the beginning of our work. So this was in short our work, what we are doing. This I just want to put in some context. And now I just can embrace some questions and problems what we have. What is like good? I think that the most something that's really good and which was improvement, as I said, is like our visibility now. We are really like visible group, and also what is important that in Croatia, the most visible person in the LGBT community is a lesbian woman. So I also think that is important that it's not a gay man, it's a lesbian woman. But what is really like a problem, is it possible to, what we are questioning all the time and discussing, is it possible to stay just a lesbian organization, or you are like forced, or you need to cooperate with or other LGBT or gay organization. For example, if you are doing blogging advocacy, if you sometimes funders wants you to be not just a separate thing with lesbian, then you have to include all LGBT community. And so our question that also yes, I need to say that all our services that I mentioned are free. Because
their proposition was that we should pay, that we should ask our clients which come to us to pay individual counseling or something. So they had like different policy according to this issue, so I said that no, because it's our one of grounds of our politics is just to be free. So we always have discussions, and when we cooperate with gay or LGBT organizations, they're always like willing to make more compromise and to cooperate with institutions, with government, with different funders, and to adjust to them. So it's always our question, like, where is our limit, what and what we can do to be visible, and just don't to that we don't have to compromise all the time. So that's for me. And we can discuss it later.
Hi, I'm Viljana. It's typical Macedonian name, so it's difficult for pronunciation, and I receive different names everywhere, in every country. So it's not Viljana, it's Viljana, but you can call me wherever is comfortable for you. I come to present the activities we've done at LESFEM. LESFEM is very young, informal activist group. We formed just several months ago. The story behind it is that in autumn 2012, in autumn last year, we formed the first LGBTI support center in Macedonia, in Skopje. And in the center, we plan to establish four support groups. One support group for gay men, one support group for transgender people, one support group for family and friends of LGBT people, and the fourth group was lesbian support group. So instead of, when we gathered, instead of forming this classical support group where we each support each other, we formed activist core. The first meeting we had was not what to do about each other in this group, but what can we do about the broader community of lesbians out there. When we talked in the history of Macedonia, the women's movement is started since the 90s, since Macedonia independence. But none of that organization in Macedonia ever addressed lesbian needs and lesbians' issues. Never, ever. In the last couple of years, there in the registry there is registered one lesbian organization, but there we cannot see them in public. Nothing is visible what they done, and their activities, the lack of their activities in public, is also lack of political statement of that organization. So that's why I think that LESFEM is the first lesbian organization who wants to establish some more political influence in the society of Macedonia. The homophobia in Macedonia, of course, is lesbian group, we are at the end of homophobia. That's why we are invisible. Of course, the most discriminated people are transgender people, then are the gay men, and there we become almost invisible in the society. Even in homophobia, the lesbians are invisible, and mostly are connected with I don't know, erotic fantasies or in the jokes in the society. But the reaction in the public are completely different. I mean, I've walked with my girlfriend in the street, so I receive many angry looks. However, we gathered and we'd like to open different questions. The first action we've done was together with another non-formal female group called Fight Like a Girl. On the 8th of March, this holiday, we find one research about the invisible women in Macedonian society. In this moment, just one sentence I would like to tell you about the political context at this moment in the country. This government is implementing a project, Skopje 2014. This project is changing the face of the city in these several years. They changing architecture and they put huge monuments in the public space of the center of the city. Hundreds and hundreds of monuments and millions of euros of state money were spent on this project, and all of the monuments are men, all of them, and they're huge, enormously huge. So we have the warrior on the horse. This is the official name of the monument, and it is actually Alexander the Great, and it's put in the middle of Skopje, and it's enormous. Of course, to have this political debate with our neighbors Greece, I mean, we like each other. the women in the whole this Skopje 2014 project, the women monuments are only three, and two of them are hidden behind the bushes in one museum. They're even they're invisible. Also, we find out that in our education about many brave women, we don't study at all. We don't even know their names. One artist from Skopje, Kristina Ivanova, she had thorough research about all the invisible women in Macedonian history who were warriors in the Second World War or in the Ottoman Emperor period. So we find, we continue that research, we find pictures of that women. I think you can see behind me. Yeah? We find pictures of these women and we find a little biography, what they've done in the resistance. And we put all this in the center of the city so people can read about these women, because we've studied only about few of them. About most of them, I didn't know. For me, it was new. I put this picture only for comparison. So how big is the transparent in comparison of this monument? And it's not the whole monument. It's only the horse. So the warrior, the main warrior, is on the top of that, on the top of that horse. But again, I think our transparent, our banner is more powerful because it shares a story. We have, while putting these monuments in the center of the city, we actually met with the Society of Women who participated in Second World War, and we shared some of the stories who are not published also, so maybe in the future together with them we will make another action. I put this transparent because this was the heroine of our presence. This is the confession of one woman who is working in textile factory. In Macedonia, the textile industry is very developed because we provide cheap labor, of course. And this is the testimony of this woman who shared the conditions, the awful conditions where they worked in the company. So that's why we think it's very brave in Macedonia to come public and to talk about the working conditions in a textile factory. So that's why this is the heroine of the presence, and that's why we needed to put this transparent also, and we put it in front of the Hugo Boss shop on the main street. So, merci. That's the only word I know. Merci beaucoup, actually. So then we made another, as I said, the lesbians, we are invisible. The women are invisible in Macedonia, but lesbians, completely. So that's why we organized this very innocent action. Lesbians, wish you have a nice day. And we put this transparent in different locations in the city. Or on the entrance of the city, we put lesbians, wish you welcome to Skopje. And on the exit, we put lesbians, wish you have a nice trip. Nah, it was very hard. It was very, very innocent campaign. We just wanted to put the word out there, lesbian, lesbian, lesbian. People reacted very cute, very nice. It was accepted, you know, with laughter. All the media, not the media like mainstream media, TV media, but the portals of all the mainstream media, internet portals, they covered this story, which says even the government and governmental media doesn't felt it like threat. But the debate was opened in these closed groups that we have on Facebook. We have different groups for against homophobia, for support lesbians and feminism, for gay men, for transgender people. So we shared pictures and the story of this action. And the debate opened here. Many women, lesbian women, didn't feel comfortable being addressed as lesbians. So at that debate, we saw the weakness of our community, the weakness of lesbian community. The women who identify themselves like lesbians, they are not comfortable in that word because of the pressure in our society about the word lesbian, about the word gay man or faggot or etc. The debate is still on, but it got us thinking, you know, what can we do even more for the community. Later after this action, I was participating in some radio show, and on purpose I was using all these words, which are not even lesbian and faggot, and we had calls from young girls who said, for me, I first time listen somebody in public space to talk these words. These are vulgar words. And in the same period, my colleague from Lesfem, while working, while building one activist core in Bitola, in one smaller town in Macedonia, she was a guest in local TV station, and she was talking, besides other things, about this particular action as well. And she mentioned, and the lesbians, blah, blah, blah. And the journalist said to her, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have the system for censorship. And she says, what did they say? He said, well, you said that word. That's vulgar word. And he says, okay, I didn't say it. If this radio diffusion sector institution, I don't know, punish you, they will sanction you, not me. I didn't mention that vulgar word. So this is the situation in Macedonia right now. That happened like a couple of months ago. You know, I'm talking about the present time. I listened presentation from 60s and 70s. It was the better situation than it is now in Macedonia. So after that, we tried to open space for a little for a little bit of culture. So this is a book collection of short stories, lesbian short stories, Decent Life. It's published in Serbia, but in Macedonia we understand Serbian language and it's easy to use their literacy. And we opened debate here, because in Macedonia we have only one lesbian book with short stories, and that's it, nothing else. So that's why for us now it is important to publish more books, to translate books, to organize promotions of books in languages that can be understood and read in Macedonia. And also we had this promotion of Family Meals, the movie. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a documentary movie from a colleague, activist from Croatia, Dana Budisavljević. Maybe you know her. And it's about her life and about her coming out in her family. And she lived in quite open family. They were hippies in their youth. And she had problems. So after that, we opened a debate with group of lesbians who participated on this event about coming out processes and all of that. I'm very satisfied because I put this in this presentation only because that was the first event where people in the audience were talking I, when I was talking me. Usually, it was first time to listen to lesbian, gay people in a public event talk in a first person. You know, I, me, my family, what happened at home. Before that, they were talking, you know, gay people, lesbians, they have different problems. I know one friend. When they were always talking for somebody else. That's why for me it's important, this promotion. And how much time do I have?
3 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. And briefly about the situation in Macedonia, even though we weren't asked to talk about very much, but I just want to know what's going on there. We face now with systematically integrating homophobia in every segment of our society. Now even the education is changed. The books that I've been studying, it's not the same as these books. We find in some books... some of the books were changed now, luckily for us, but we find definitions where homosexuality is a disease, that these people are degenerative, or I don't remember all of these awful definitions that are still in our high school books. But what is more concerning is that we find books for primary school, for first and second grade, that promote violence from men against women. There are songs written for children who promote that you're a girl, you're gentle, you should stay at home, he's a boy, he can fight you, you must not cry. So it's a children's song in a book that is used in our education. So this government is working to integrate homophobia in every society. In the media, in the pro-government media, out of nowhere, with no one initiating any debate, they put... In Macedonia, we will never have gay marriages. We will never have adoption of children by gay families. And nobody opened that topic in Macedonia yet. We are very weak. We still build a community. The government representatives, they, in their speeches, they always use homophobic speak. For example, the Minister of Labor and Social Policy, according to me, he should be the one to protect equality, and he should be the one who is most against discrimination of any kind. And he goes public and he says, a marriage can be a community of one healthy father and one healthy mother. So it's not even man and wife, so it's a father and a mother. And building, we talk about the recession of natality in Macedonia. The hate crime and hate speech are increasing. The LGBT activism is, the visibility of our actions are higher and higher, so the violence against us is increasing day to day. In this couple of months, we had 5 attacks on the LGBTI support center. Two of them were attempts to put it on fire. One of them, while we were 40 people inside, that center, and there were attacks with stones and metal things, and luckily no one was hurt. And while the attacks continue, the police does nothing. Nothing at all. One day we invited all the ambassadors. They came, they gave us support, they asked our government to do something. And that night, they put another attempt to put on fire the LGBTI support center. So this was 2 weeks ago. And on Monday, when I go home, on 22nd of July, you know, it's International Day Against Hate Crimes and Hate Speech. So we have press conference and we have video that shows that police officers who were supposed to be in front of the LGBTI support center, they left before the attack. We have that video. And until Monday, if we don't have any news from the police, we will put that video public so everybody to see what's going on. And also, this is final. No one from the government or the ministry or any factor who represents the state, who represents the system in our country, until now, ever did not come out publicly to condemn the violence against the LGBT community. I'm sorry if it took too long, but I just want to know the situation we are facing. Yes. So we face a lot of challenges, and any suggestion of your side in what direction to continue for us is very helpful. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nina Drgičević. I come from Ljubljana, Slovenia, and I'm here to present our organization, Škucelel. First of all, sitting here and seeing all of you made me realize how beautiful it is to have an event where such a great number of lesbians and their organizations gather in order to bond, to discuss, and hopefully make some connections. But at the same time, it made me think that for me, as me being a part of, let's say, a bit younger generation, it seems almost impossible to imagine not having the possibilities and the infrastructure to perform any kind of lesbian activities. And I'm not talking about sex, of course. I'm talking actually about the continuous struggle for making a place for lesbians to work freely and to have the same opportunities as others. And I believe that struggle should never stop, and it should flourish faster and more now than ever. And then, so basically, our struggle started, the Slovenian struggle started some 26 years ago, when our organization was established as the first in the former Yugoslavia as well as in the Eastern Europe. We based our mission on the feminist principles, since our organization was established from what was before a feminist organization. Our work is focused on three, let's say, ground stones: politics, culture and art, and the community building. And these are our ground stones, which we cover through general activities, such as running the office and so on, as well as having some special projects. And they have all been going on continuously throughout those years. So if I only highlight a few of them, otherwise the moderator will stop me. Regarding the politics, we are one of the strongest voices in Slovenia. We are advocating and promoting equal opportunities, civil and human rights, and keeping the anti-discriminatory legislation a present topic in public. We work hard to keep a continuous dialogue with the government, because we think we are sure that there are so many issues that have not been resolved or even addressed. We co-organized the first Pride Parade back in 2001 with help of our gay brothers, with our partner was the African Center in Slovenia. That was really important for us. And we, of course, work with other NGOs in Slovenia, though we are the only lesbian NGO in the country. It is a small country, but still, we think that there might be more than one organization fighting for the rights of lesbian women. So, the next thing, we are very, very focused on building the lesbian community. Okay, it's also the most fun part of what we do, but if I stay serious, we understand and we sense the need of lesbians in Slovenia, the need for interconnectedness, involvement in activities, bonding, maybe even on a personal level. On one hand, this builds presence and visibility of lesbians in our country, which is highly important. And on the other hand, it gives everyone, maybe also on an individual level, a place for creativity, education, encounters, a sense of belonging, and most importantly, safety. So what do we do in that area? For example, we run the only lesbian club in Slovenia. We've had that place for, I think, some 20 years or so, continuously. The DJs in the club are mostly lesbians, some of whom have grown their skills in that same club. The club, what is important is that this club is located in the center of the capital, in Ljubljana, not in some basement in the suburbs where everybody could hide, because the idea is actually to impose your club through that. Okay, we've been running a radio show for the past, I think, 15 years or so. We cover our production, events, interviews, and also broader topics. We've organized several camps for lesbians. We've set up, of course, a victim support program. We're involved in educational activities, publishing booklets on, I don't know, gender, human rights, sexuality, etc., etc. We run a lesbian library and archive. This is a place for a systematic collecting of fragmented and dispersed librarian documentary and archival material, which is connected to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual topics, or area of sexuality and gender. The third ground stone, and I probably saved that one for last because because of its importance, I guess. It's culture and arts. It's something that's really important for us because, you see, whatever we make, whatever we produce, we launch into the public sphere. It's some kind of a conscious maneuver that, and one of our basic principles, that absolutely nothing stays hidden. Even some of our authors made their outing through those books that they were able to publish in our editions. So I don't have a presentation, but I have books. So basically, we have our own book edition, and we publish books frequently. And so if I just show you a few things, this is one of the latest things we did. I can show you all this, but you won't probably understand the word because it's in Slovenian. This is the translation of Audre Lorde's biography. It was translated by our award-winning author, Urška Sterle. It's an amazing book. This is a magazine. Yes, we have a magazine as well. It's called Lesbo. It doesn't get published frequently because we are rather poorly financed, so we have to wait for some programs or sponsorships to publish it. So that's the other thing. And our biggest book ever, I guess, are these 400 pages that basically cover those 25 years. That's what I was actually talking about. Nothing gets censored, nothing stays hidden. Everything has to be visible because everything we did is extremely, extremely important. So in this book, our prominent author, Natasha Velikonia, chronologically documented and explained everything we did in those years, how we connected with our Croatian sisters, Serbian sisters, and so on, and what the situation of the country is now, both politically, culturally, and in the sense of the community building. So, these are the books. If you want, do you want to see them? No? Do you want to see them? One more minute, yes. Maybe 30 seconds. I will be very, very short. Okay, as you can see from these books, we find the visual representation of our works equally important as the content. So whatever we publish, the thing has its visual concept. I don't know, for example, maybe it's the easiest thing to talk about for me is this book because I made the cover for it. So I made a graffiti of Audre Lorde. I carefully selected the color, the texture, and everything, because we think it's important that the content we serve to the people is presented in a way that they understand that it's a serious thing and not just some paper or a booklet we typed in a few minutes. What is also maybe important in that context is that we do most of our things using the guerrilla method. As I mentioned before, we are not really well financed, especially not for our cultural activities. We are involved maybe in some projects that are run under the sponsorship of European Union, such as equal employment situations and so on. So we do a lot of voluntary work, work that doesn't actually involve money, but at the same time that makes us think in more creative ways, which I think it's good. And after all, we get things done, and that's the most important thing. So our general activities aside, it's really important. We are currently in the process of preparing this year's Lesbian Neighborhood Festival. The idea for the festival rose last year when we celebrated our 25th anniversary. So we decided that we should make a little event where we would celebrate it and say how cool we are, I guess. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. But then when we were discussing the event, we realized we had so many ideas and so much to say that we just made it into an 8-day festival. This year we are doing the same thing. So we are going to showcase the best lesbian production in Slovenia, also abroad, just as we did last year. We'll have roundtables, lectures, concerts, parties probably as well, maybe some movie screenings. Today, if you stick around, you'll be able to see the documentary on lesbian activism in Slovenia, as well as in other Balkan countries that we premiered last year. And what I'm actually trying to say is that the festival is going to take place from 14th to the 21st of September, I think. And I would like to take this opportunity to invite all of you as organizations, as artists, as individuals to maybe contact me in the next few days if you have an idea of some seriously awesome production that you might want to show. It's true that the funding is poor, but still maybe we can discuss somehow presenting your work in our festival, because in the end this is why I'm here, because we feel the need and we understand it's important to connect not just on some national or even local level, but throughout the Europe. So please do that. Thank you.
Ben, je pense que tout le monde a été très impressionné par ce qu'elles ont dit, et particulièrement deux choses, c'est qu'elles ont en tête la notion de dialogue et donc de ne pas être trop longue pour laisser de la place pour vous pour parler, moi non plus, je serais trois secondes. surtout les actions concrètes aussi, dont elles nous ont parlé et qui nous donnent des idées et sur lesquelles on peut échanger. Et alors, moi, j'ai juste une question très courte. C'est votre pays, la Grèce, et les autres pays des Balkans, la langue lesbos, ça, nous, lesbiennes, c'est grâce à vous qu'on a lesbos. Et je me suis demandé si le mot en grec et dans vos langues, lesbophobie était employé et lesbopride, c'est-à-dire lesbophobie en termes négatifs et lesbopride en termes positifs. Voilà.
Έχουμε τη Λέσβο και ρωτάει αν η λέξη υπάρχει στην διεθνή ορολογία, τέλος πάντων, η λέξη λεσβία. Χάρη σε εμάς. Εμάς στην Ελλάδα πώς είναι, πώς χρησιμοποιείται όλη αυτή η λέξη και η λέξη λεσβοφοβία και όλα αυτά, τι χρήση έχει?
Είναι από αστείο σοβαρό. It is serious, very serious, but it is also very... The question is about the word lesbian, lesbos in Greek, how it is in our language and in our society to pronunciate lesbos, lesbia, lesbiakos. Πριν τρία χρόνια έγινε μία δίκη.
5 years ago there was a trial. 3 years ago.
Κάτοικοι της, αυτοί που κατάγονται από την Λέσβο,
the local residents of Lesbos,
έκαναν μία δίκη για να μην ακούγεται η λέξη λεσβία που κακοχαρακτηρίζει τις λεσβίες γυναίκες τους.
Tried to forbid the use of Lesbos, the name of the island and the name of the inhabitants, in the dictionary, because it is a vulgar word. It shows something bad.
Ναι, εγώ είπα ότι για τις γυναίκες τους δεν θέλουν λέγονται λεσβίες.
For their local women inhabitants.
Because it's the same name. I'm lesbian. It means that I am from Lesbos or that I'm a lesbian. And they had made a trial about this. Like.
So the trial was about the not use of the word lesbian to describe the origin of the women of the island.
But they don't succeed in the trial, but it was very funny, very funny. Very funny and very serious, I think. And also, if I go to Lesbos, to Eresos, and they ask me, my colleagues say, where did you go holidays? I say, Mytilene, not Lesbos. Sometimes I can say Lesbos. Okay, this, I don't know. I'm used in this word because so many years we use it. So, and for me, it's a very nice word. I'm not sure that it is for the rest of Greek society the same thing.
Moi, je suis un peu ignorante de la législation précisément dans vos pays par rapport à la discrimination, par rapport aux droits des gays et des lesbiennes. Est-ce qu'il y a une loi qui vous protège de la discrimination? Comment ça se passe? Parce que je ne sais pas précisément. Si vous pouvez un peu nous faire un petit compte-rendu chacune de ça.
I know that in legislation, there is a law that protects the work part, but it is not enough. If you are for a different sexual orientation, there is a law for the part of work, but it is not generally. Okay, there is no other union politically. Nothing. We don't exist to live together. Okay, there is nothing exists. Also, the anti-racist law. I said that they can't decide what they will. Vote, and it stays. Everyone can says you are like this, you are lesbian, like you are to speak homophobic, and there is no law that for this thing, or to be violent because you are LGBT people. There is no law. He will be to the he will have a trial. Because he hit me, not because he was homophobic. There is no law about this. So we are very... and now with the crisis, very back. And now with the crisis,
They said also the left. They said, "Ah, we have the social, the other very important things, and they don't speak not at all about LGBT rights. They don't speak because other things like fascism, the you know the." Yes, they don't have the time now about this. All the years they had, I suppose. It's like this.
Okay, I'll be short. Well, in Croatia, we have in legal system, we have like lots of changes in maybe last 5 years, and it was all because of the pressure of NGOs, LGBT NGOs. And together with also, because we were like preparing Croatia to enter the EU, so that was like an argument for our government to make some changes. So they want to present themselves as like civil country which respects human rights. So we really, really succeed to put some changes in laws. For example, in anti-discrimination law, we have discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. We succeed to put hate crime in penal code, and also we have like discrimination based on sexual orientation in different laws, for example, labor law or something like that. But what is the problem is that these laws are not implemented, that police or judiciary system don't recognize these laws, and they don't recognize, for example, hate crime, or that someone is really discriminated according to sexual orientation. They would say, oh, it was a fight, it was not based on sexual orientation. Or, for example, we have a few cases in court, and one is like based on discrimination on the workplace, and so the judge was very like making fun of this case, saying, "Oh, is this really existing like discrimination against sexual orientation?" So we like facing this kind of situation. So that's what we are like fighting now, just to implement these laws which are existing. So we're trying to educate police and the police in people in the judiciary system and like that. And right now it's going a big debate about the same-sex partnership and marriage in Croatia, because working group is now doing a new law, and our statement of our group is that we want all rights and obligation as we have in marriage for heterosexual couples. We know that we will not succeed in that, but that's our demand. But the working group is now doing that, and we're like discussing. I mean, presenters of NGO organizations and presenters from government. So that's like going on, but it's like really like big public debate. And I mean, church is very loud, and all our different traditional organization, because our main problem, one of the main problems in Croatia, is like big influence of Catholic Church. She's always loud when we are like talking and lobbying for LGBT issues. So that's our issue now.
In Macedonia, we have a law, anti-discrimination law, and in the list of in Article 3, there is a list on the grounds that the on which the discrimination is banned. There is no sexual orientation and gender identity in that lines. And also, the criminal code recognizes hate crime and hate speech, but not against not on the ground of sexual orientation and gender identity. At the end of the last year, we had a march of tolerance organized by Helsinki Committee for Human Rights, which was dedicated on homophobia, transphobia, and women's phobia. And before the march begins, two LGBT activists making the stand in the city square were attacked by unknown. Were attacked by one guy who was caught, and he was in court, but he wasn't charged as hate crime against people of other sexual orientation. But it was only like basic violations of public gathering, so it wasn't recognized as hate crime. Also, the attack we had on 22nd of June, a few weeks ago, until now it's not recognized, so we don't have. Also, in other laws, like labor law and health law, it is forbidden discrimination against on the ground on sexual inclination. It's not orientation, it's some, again, another offensive word. That's it, what we have right now.
If I answer this in a very short way, Slovenia went through most of what these women just said a few years ago. And last year was very much dedicated to the referendum, which was put in public because we wanted to change the family law, the law for partnership and the family. Obviously, the law didn't pass. The political situation is basically like that. We keep changing the left wing to the right wing governance and back and forth. And the truth is that in the end, very much because of what Sanda said, the influence of the Catholic Church is a very strong influence, not much changes when we change the government. So last year, when we were discussing the new law, we had more the right-wing governance. This year we changed, and now they announced that in autumn they will start the dialogue with the civil organizations about again trying to change the law. And the first ones they invited was the church. So I think that sort of sums up the situation. I think we are all in going through similar things. It's just that not at the same time. So that's sort of the answer.